This year should be a special schus for every Marini Marasi Sheikhli Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Schus Rut Victoria Bastila Ravidal, or for Shlema, Sar Shechle Israel, Husserle Bas Rifka, for Shem Sar Shechle Israel, Smoshida Ben Peshtina Raisa, Moshe Mordechai, Rachabat Slacham Chomase Yedeim, or in Mishle, Perak Aleph Pasik Beis, based on Shir. Of a guy with Moshe Zatzal, Ladas Chachmo Musar, Bahavin Imre Vina, says the Gra in his Perush, Ve'elu Hashloshim Keneged Shloshes Scholim Sheba Adam, Sechel HaYuni, Sechel HaMachshava, Sechel HaMaisa. So we have Chachma, Musar, and Imre Vina. And that corresponds to the three sechels that a person has, the three intellects that a person has. Iyuni, machshava, and maisa. What's iyuni? When you're ma'ayim, when you look into something. Hu bedarkei shamayim. That's in the ways of heaven. Behiluch kochavim, uvemerkava v'chademe. The goings of the kochavim, the merkava, the chariot, heavenly chariot, and the like. Sechel ha-machshava l'haneg is atzmo b'midos. Sechel ha-machshava is to guide yourself with the right midas. Sechel ha-maisa hu b'maisa. Sechel ha-maisa is the sechel of maisa. Action. There are three ma'arochos, there are three systems of das in a person. There's moichin, midos, and maisa. And each system is comprised of three parts. First is the Sechel HaYuni, which we'll get to in a second. The Koach of Das, of understanding any reality, is comprised of three parts. The understanding, the Tfisa of the Yesh, of the reality of all Metzius, the positive content of that Metzius. The Tfisis Ha'ein, because the Yesh of all Metzius is infinite, and the existence of any Metzius as a perceived reality is comprised also of the Ein, of the Ayin, of what's behind it. So when you have Das, you see that there's a Yesh, it's what there is, the Ayin is what's behind it. And then there's the Koach HaMishulav Shel Yesh Im Ayin. That's a special Koach HaDas. The interaction between the Yesh and the Ayin. The first system is the Sechel Iyuni. That's the Sechel that perceives reality as it is. So in order to understand this a little bit, let's look at the example, the Graz. Noted, cited, uve merkava. The end of the maisa merkava is perceiving the guiding of the world, the hanhaga of the world, and the proper form. Merkava is milashon rechev, to be toifes, how a Kodesh Baruch Hu rides on the world and brings the world to its tachlis. The world isn't going by itself, there's no prat in the bria that isn't bringing to the ultimate goal. And the Medrash says, "Vayifka b'makom rufuna b'shem Ravami Yomar b'neimam mechanim shemo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu v'karnos makom." Why is God called makom? Very famous Chazal. Chazal answer: because he's makom shel olam ve'en olam makomu. He's the place of the world. The world isn't his place. It says, "Hinei makom iti." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the place is with me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. The world is not his place. Amar of Abba Bar Yudin, Mashal a Gibor. It's a Mashal to a Gibor who's riding on a horse. The Sus is secondary, is ancillary to the rider. And the rider is not ancillary to the horse. As it says, Ki Tirkab al Susecha. Makom is Hadabar HaMachzik is HaMetzius al Gabov. Klapei chutz nara, teva kedavar machzik et atzmo, v'akadosh baruch hu poel alav. You have makom, which is the place, and the place is holding on to the metzias. Externally, it looks like the teva is something that is self-containing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poel on the teva. But when you look at the Maaseh Merkava, we see that nature has no hold in and of itself. It is completely batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is leading it. A person who looks at a horse and a rider sees that the horse is bringing the rider where he's supposed to go. But the truth is that it's the rider who's bringing the horse. The whole sugi in the Gemara of Mitzi in the first parak of Rachuv Manhig is the sugi of Maisim Merkava in the Pnimius Einyanim. The Maaseh Merkava, there's a Gilui HaYotze Miseder HaOlam, Gilui HaMevatel Et HaSeder Shebo Olam Holeichu Manhig Et Atzmo. Lachen b'chol makom shemetzinu oskim b'maaseh merkava, metzinu gam esh melahetet svivotehem. The Maaseh Merkava, there's a revelation that goes out of the Seder of the world. There's a revelation that's Mevatel the Seder, that the world is a self-contained unit, that it's guiding itself. And therefore, whenever we talk about the Maaseh Merkava, like in Chagiga 13b, 14b, we see the Rabbanim were Osek in Maaseh Merkava, in talking about the heavenly chariot, so there was a fire that was burning around them. Because what a fire does is that it destroys the Metzius of the world. Only when there's Bittul Gomer of the Metzius of the world, it's Shayach to be Tofes, another Metzius of the Bria. The Gilui of the Inyan of the Merkava in the world was an Yitzius Mitzrayim. As it says in Shmos 15:4, Markavos Paro v'chelo yorav ayom u'mivchar shalishav tubu b'yamsuf u'v'zohar ha-melkava d'tum'a tav'a b'yam v'ha-melkava d'ktusha nirata v'anagat ha'olam. The Zohar Kaddish understands this pasuk to mean that the Merkava of impurity drowned in the sea, and the Merkava of Kedusha was viewed, was seen in the Hanhaga of the world. The Shira of Yetzias Mitzrayim was said Alayam, and the reason is stated in the Yerushalmi Sota Hei Dalid, because that was the Gemar Geulasim Shel Yisrael B'Esgalus Maaseh Merkava. And that's the Biur B'Diktuk Lashon Chazal Ro'asa Shifcho Alayam Ma Shelo Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi Yecheskel Dafka, because he's the Mokor in the Torah Shibichsav for the Maaseh Merkava. The Shifcho Alayam saw a gilui which is deeper in the Hagas of the Merkava, on the Hag of the Merkava Ba'olam, from what Yecheskel saw in Maros HaNevuah. Because in Alayam there was a complete gilui of the Hag of Hashem in the world. We see in the Maral that the Yam is the end of the Mahalchim in the Bria. The Musag of Mahalach V'Derech Nigmar Ba'yam, Po'ein Efsharut L'Slo Derech. B'Kriyat Yam Suf Nivka Hayam. נתגלה מהלך חדש המפקיע את כל מהלכי העולם הזה ובקר לו דרך בים. Usually there's no derech in the yam. How do you have a derech in the yam? But in Kriyas Yamsuf the yam was broken through. In other words, that's a new derech in the mahalach of this world. Am Yisrael is responsible for the gilui hanagoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, and therefore we're called Ivrim. Why? She'avru Yam, Chazal say in Shmos Rabbi Gimel Ches, making a new Mahalach in the Bria, showing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's what we hear from the Divrei Yoina HaNovi. V'yomer Elehem Ivri Anoichi V'es Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yarei Asher Asa Et Hayam V'et Hayabasha. In other words, I'm an Ivri who understands Hanhagas Hashem that makes Yam V'yabasha, and therefore Chabnishkin Moira, I have no fear from the yam, from water. The Sechel Eyuni is the Chelek HaMoichim that perceives reality. This Sechel Eyuni is comprised of Chochma Bina and Das. Chochma is Tfisis Hayesh, the beginning of Mitzis. Bina is Lahavina Techan Magia Chochma, ולאילו דברים היא מתפשטת. דהיינו להבין את גבולות המציאות, להבין היכן מתחיל העין. Bina is to understand till where Chachma goes and what the boundaries are and where the Ayin begins. And Das is Mechaber between Chachma and Bina. We're Shayach to the Tfis of Das because we can be Tofes the Metzius to the extent that we're Tofes the Lo Metzius. The Lo Metzius emphasizes the Metzius and brings it to our Hasaga. We understand what is from what isn't. So that's the Seichel Ha'iyuni. Next, we get to the Seichel of Midis. In the Lashon of the Gro, Seichel HaMachshava. Hu Inyan Hanagat Atzmo B'Midot. After the Metzius is perceived by a person in the Chelik of Moichin, then he leads himself, he relates to what's outside of him. Das is bringing things that are nitfas in one's brain, derech the midos, via the midos, to Hanhaga l'maisa. This system of Das is comprised of three avos midos, ahava, yira, and kavod. Ahava is koch hispashtus, is spreading out, uniting with everything around me. Ahav is a begmatria echod. Avram Avinu was the offer this mida. Avram o avi chesed la Avram. Yira is koicha iskansus, kvishas kafsus, contracting within myself. The bitl habria and being menatek the bria from me. Yitzchak Avinu was the father of this mida. Pachad Yitzchak and oila tumima. Bitl gomur shel oilam hazeh. Water is chesed, that's ahava, that's ispashtus, water spreads. Water brings things together. Take flour and you put water in it, mix it with water, it congeals flour. Zechor av nimshach acharecha kamayim, we say in Tfilas HaGeshem. Remember the father who was drawn after you like water. The bria that was keneged yira is eish. Eish destroys. Kavod is the koyach that emerges from the chibur between ahav and yira. Ratzon lehidavek ulhidamot ladavar. Yach im ha'argasha shel richuk. Davar meromem v'nesgav, rachok ani mimenu, ach rotzeh bekirvato. Yaakov avinu av l'midat ha'kavod. Ha'etgalut ha'rishona elav hu sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magi ha'shamayimu. Kavod comes from the chibur of ahav and yira. A desire to be dovik to something, together with a feeling of richuk, of distance. It's something high, exalted, sublime. I'm far from it and I want to be close. Yaakov Avinu is the father of midas hakavod. The first is galus, is sulam mutzav arzav roshui magia shemaima. Kavod means perceiving reality as it is, to understand that everything is vashem nitzav olav. To understand the ladder of values in creation, what's more important, what's less important, to the point that we realize that Yehi Chavod Hashem La'olam. Ein ke'irkecha Hashem ve'ein zulasecha ve'eros bitucha midoy melach. Ein ke'irkecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh ve'ein zulatcha malkeinu l'chay olam haba. Efes bitucha goelenu limot ha'mashiach ve'ein yamalecha moshiyenu l'tchiyat ha'mitim. These are four tfisos in the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, in this past week's parsha, explains the difference between Ein and Ephes. Ein means it's not, Ephes means it can't be. Ephes b'lutuch ha'goyalenu. The deepest tfisa in Olam Hazeh is Ein zulascha, bitul hayesh. There's nothing besides you. Bitul of the reality of this world. But in Olam Hazeh you can't come to bitul. Complete bitul hayesh in this world, and therefore the tefisa is ein ke'elkecha. There's no value like you in this world. That's a correct tefisa of arachin, of values. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the most chashuv, and everything else is tuffel. Sulam mutzav arza. מערכת של ערכים שכולה עומדת ביחס והנה השם ניצב עליו. There is this ladder which is on the earth and ultimately gets to Hashem Nitzav Olav. And this includes the entire Metzius Shakol Baro Lichvodo. So because the Tfis of Av and Yira alone doesn't include everything, just when you connect the two, you get it. You understand everything. Av and Yira, which leads to Kavod. And understanding Yehish Kavod Hashem Le'olam. Hakina v'atayba v'akavod motzim es adam in ha'olam. These three things are the psalas of the Gimel Avos Hamidus. Gimel Avos Hamidus, Ava Yira Kavod. Keneged ze, Kina Taiva Vekavod. Keneged Ava, Taiva, which is the hispashtus of one's self to someone else. That's what Taiva is. Het pashtut enochit shel atzmiuta adam letoch mitziut acheret. The psalus of Avram was Yishmael, was Niuf. Avram was Ava, and Yishmael was Pasal, the Gava. Zeo Arzon Fazeret Chiyuto Mitziuto B'chol Makom U'Makom. Avai Tfisa Shel Yesh. B'taharata Nireta Avai Tzel Avram B'fchinat Achot Lanu Ktana. Ze Avraham She'icha Et Kol Ba'ei Olam. Echad Haya Avraham. Avram Tofes Et Kol HaMitziut Ke'achat. בעוד ישמעאל תופס את המציאות כמציאות שלו בלבד. For Avram, it's all one. There's an overlying unity to the whole world. Ishmael sees everything as his. The kina is the psalus of Yira. The Yira of Yitzchak was bitul hayesh, being mevatel himself bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'toch kol ha-metzius ha-mizbatel is klapei Hashem. And the Yira of Esav is hating the world and wanting to destroy what's around him. Al char b'chotichye, es et ha'chiyuto yonek men ha'cherev ha'churban. A cherev cuts, destroys. Al char b'chotichye. That's the kin is the psalus of Yiro. A psalus shekineged yankev hu ha'erev rav. Hem amdim kineged ha'kavod. Uvidkunei zohar, erev rav dinun ma'oravim b'Yisrael. Dahainu b'nigud li'ishmael v'esav erev rav enam psalat ha'neflatet m'Yisrael achutz. The erev rav isn't this wastage that's ejected from the Jewish people out like Esav and Yishmael, but rather it's psalus that comes from the outside and is mixed into the Jewish people. The Erev Rav perceive the Hanag of Knesset Yisrael and are mevatel the chashivus and the kavod that are correct. Eila Elohecha Yisrael, they say. These are your gods, Israel. The Tikkuni Zohar says that they're going to lead the Jewish people in Ikvisa de Meshicha, this Erev Rav. Hemasher betlu et hanagat ha-Torah shel Moshe Rabbeinu, uvezeim omdim kineged ha-Kovid. Torah shows us the correct Kovid of the world, what the true values are. And the Erev Rav is mevatel the Kovid, and they're mevatel the Torah, and they want to lead the Jewish people. They actually do, in Ikvisa de Meshicha. המערכת השלישית, the third system in the three schalim is Seichel HaMaise. And that's the Seichel of Hanhaga Befoal al-Pi Amidos. Hanhaga Befoal עומדת כשכל מיוחד בפני עצמו. כשם שלא תמיד ההנהגה נעשית כתפיסתה המוחלטת בשכל המידות. פעמים שההנהגה מונהגת אחרת כדי שתביא לתכלית הרצויה. The third seichel is the seichel hamaisa, which is how one acts practically based on midas. The anhaga b'foal is a special seichel b'fnei atzmai, because the anhaga is not always performed like its absolute perception in the seichel hamidas. Sometimes the anhaga, the one is guided differently in order to bring to the desired result. This seichel is parallel to the lower hanhagos of the midos of Hashem that are not chesed and or gvura in their essence, but rather the special mahalach of guiding a mida and hiding it for a certain need. Without this special need, the anhag of chesed would flow from the meat of chesed b'derech shel memela. So that's chesed, that's melubish b'din. That's when you have the meat of chesed, which is hidden, and now it's mislabish, it's enclosed with another meat, the meat of din. The anhag of tzadik v'ghalo, and din ha-melubish b'chesed, a din that's enclosed with chesed, and the anhag of mishalim l'sainav al-panav la-avido, that God pays those who hate him to destroy him. Af be'adam tzicha liyot ha-anaga kazu. B'zeo seichel ha-maiseh. Ishtam ha-tzavim b'masul l'nhog b'maiseh anoveh m'meleh midas ha-chesed. Right, sometimes you have this meat of chesed, but in the world of maiseh, you can't act with chesed. You have to hide the chesed and act with midas ha-din l'fi ha-tzarech. That's pshat, that if you become rachman al-achzorim, in the end you're going to become an achzor al-rachmanim, like it says in the Tanchuma. And what this means is that any pegia be'anhogas ha-odim l'maiseh, kasher eina mitukenet, goreret acharea be'achreach, pegia be'malach ha-afuch shel ha-anaga, שרי מקור אחד להנהגות אלו בשכל המעשה. If one is merciful to cruel people, in the end he's going to become cruel to merciful people. And what this means is that any pegia, any blemish in the way a person acts lamaisa when it's not fixed, draws after it necessarily a pegia in the opposite mahalach of the anhaga. Because it has one makor in the Seichel HaMaisa. In other words, if the meat of Rachmanus is not measured with one's das, Eli Yotzet Men HaMidah LeKatzeh Echad VeAdam Merachem Al Achzarim, it goes out of its midah to one extreme, and a person has mercy on the cruel, Hare SheYitziah Zo Kulelet B'Tocha TeEfsherut. So now you've once already gone out of his Seichel HaMaisa, so now he's going to go fakert, and he's going to become an achzer on Rachman, and that was the chait of Shaul. That ubishash amar loy Shaul, right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shaul, go hit Amalek, go smite Amalek, he said, he made a kal v'chomer. If on an egla rufa, the Torah says, on one nefesh, the Torah says to bring an egla rufa. So here there are a lot of nefashos. If a person sinned, what did the animals sin? If the gedolim sinned, what did the ketanim sin? A baskel came out and said, when Shaul said to the Doeg, go and smite the Kohanim, Abaskal said to him, Al Tir Shaharbe. Originally, the first Baskal said, don't be such a big tzaddik and have Rachmanus on Amalek. And now it says, don't be such a big Rosha and smite the Kohanim, have Doeg smite the Kohanim. So when it says, Uvishash Omar Lo Shaul, it's Moisef Al Inyan Rishon, that Pagia Van Hogalim Maisa, that was in the Maisa Amalek. That exactly is the pegia, that's the blemish that was in Maisa the Noiv. Al ti tzadik harbe, al tirsha harbe. There's a special koyach in Das that's mishabe the guf shibud gamur. In the Gemore, in Shabbos Peches, in the Suge v'akdos nasev, v'akdomis nasev and Ishma, it says there was a certain stuki who saw Rova, who was looking into a sugya, and he sat on his finger, and the finger was bleeding. And he said, you're such an impetuous nation that you said first Nasa and then Nishma, and you're still holding by your impetuosity. You don't think about what you're doing. You're just sitting and you're bleeding. You don't realize it. So the Hakdam of Nasa and Nishma is Mikoyach HaDas. A person who's Osek only in Mahalchim of Das is Mufka Mikol HaRagoshes HaGuf, and therefore Rova was mufka mehargoshes haguf, because he was in the world of Das. Gevaldik. Okay, we have a lot more to say, and Mirtz Hashem in the next shiur, hopefully we'll talk about the inyan of kavod, which is so chashuv. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.